the 311 Radio Show, where we learn all about the work of the Barbados Fire Service, focusing towards a safer Barbados.
Good afternoon and welcome to the 311 Radio Show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a great Sunday. And it's time for the 311 Radio Show. We thank you so much for sharing with us, as you always do every Sunday. I am Krista J. Paul, and we have in studio, in the program, we have Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford.
Hi, good afternoon.
And today we have with us Fire Officer Kevin Sobers.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
Did I get that title right, sir?
Well, fire life safety officer, fire officer, it doesn't matter.
All right, there you go. Potato, potato. All right. Well, welcome to the program once again. It's good to have you on. And how have you both been keeping in this time? I mean, last week would have been the first in a few weeks since we had a fresh program since, you know, this whole crisis. But how have things been for you since?
Well, I'm not sure about you guys, but I'm greeting you from the sunny beaches of Dubai.
Really?
I'm just here sitting with my fruit punch in hand, taking in the basking sun.
Really?
What then you have wake imagination, up. You can't go anywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Once you have an imagination, you can't be anywhere. So just picture it with me, okay? The blue beaches. And we have a fruit punch in hand, and we're just enjoying the cool breeze. Well, it's kind of hot at this point in time, but never mind. But other than that, I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. What about you, Officer Sobers?
Well, for me, things are just almost like the same, because here I am working when they could be home, like so many. But regardless, I'm happy and I'm contented.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how are things at the office?
Well, you can understand right now, let's just say it is kind of ghost town-ish. When I say ghost town-ish, because of the social distancing, physical distancing.
Right, yes.
Not being able to go in, trouble the next person next door to you and such. Like, but we're trying to keep upbeat. Officers are trying to keep their head above, you know. I guess it's all about our mindset. The mindset has to do a lot with it. We know the situation that we're working in. We know that we have to conform to certain regulations at this point in time. We trust that it will not always be this way. So we're trying our best to just stay above, keep our heads above the water, do what is expected, and by protecting ourselves, protect each other along the way. But morale, would say, is kind of pretty high. Persons find other ways to engage each other. And I guess we will have a party pooper here and there, but we don't let those get us down. We just sit back and relax in our fruit punch.
Oh. By the imaginary beach in Dubai.
By the imaginary beach in Dubai.
I tell you. Well, you know what? Even as we exercise, you're right. It's being called social distancing, but it really would be physical distancing because, you know, it's just that we're just trying to keep that enforced, you know? We're still being socially friendly because social media is going off the hook right now. I mean, it's crazy. There are so many things happening social media wise, and it's good to see what's happening though. You know, so yes, physical distancing is what we're supposed to be doing at this time. So tell us, we have a couple of things to discuss in today's edition of the 311 Radio Show. I know one thing that you want to address is what you've been seeing as you're out and about-ish. And it's about how people are wearing their masks.
Oh, yes. Now, that is one of the things you were given. I mean, before, the government came out and said it was okay to wear the cloth mask to protect yourself. We saw persons out there already wearing masks and trying to protect themselves. And now that we have the okay to do it, the way that some people are wearing it is like, what's the point in even putting it on?
Exactly.
It is not, I mean, if you're going to wear it like that, the thing is, you know what, just don't dirty up the material. Just put it in your pocket and just leave it off. Because at the end of it, what they're doing is that they're using it and they're not having the nose covered. They don't have the mouth covered. They have it underneath the chin, you know, like in those good cowboy X movies.
Right,
some of them just wearing it like that. Now, if you're doing that, it serves absolutely no purpose but being an ornament around your neck.
That's correct.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. And on top of that, is you're not protecting yourself from whoever is out there. And again, remember, we are supposed to keep in mind or treat everyone as though they have it, because we cannot tell who does and who does not.
Right.
So
That's correct.
I'm beginning to sound like a health officer right now. I know. I'm not sure if I can get paid for this year.
Well, we shall see. We shall see. But, you know, I did, because, of course, at this time, you're not going on the road any time. You know, you have your specific times and so on. But when you do have to go on the road, those who are not essential workers, and you're seeing people wearing their masks and it's not resting on the nose, and you're wondering, well, I mean, but listen, the design is nice. Maybe a nice African print or some kind of wording on it. You know, it's very, very creative.
Yep.
But it's not
effective. Wording. You see logos, persons with football teams.
Yes. I mean, really, you know, people have gotten really enterprising at this time.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, it's not very effective. It's not useful if it's not resting on your face, right?
Exactly.
The aim is your nose and your mouth.
I mean, especially from the view of our office, we could overlook and see a lot of British snow. And every minute I'm pointing to Ford, because it's like a pet peeve. We look up and we see persons, the mask on top of their head, mask on their neck. I say, but wait, why are you wearing it in the first place then?
Right,
it defeats the whole purpose of it.
But
the funniest thing I saw was the other day I went to the supermarket and this guy came in, his fancy mask, it was different to most persons' masks that I have seen. And this guy, he gone to some person that he knows, and to start talking, he took off his mask to start talking. And he was like, why?
Yes.
He walked through everybody with mask on, posing and everything, gone straight to the person he knows and took off the mask to start talking. So I guess he probably thinks the person needs to see his lips in order to understand what he's going to say. But I was like, but why?
Yes.
Probably the person did not recognize him behind the mask. He wanted the person to see his full features.
Or maybe they might think that somebody, maybe, you know, they might think that they will not be understood. You know, and you see also people who are selling on the road and so forth, and they're not wearing their masks, and they would come in close contact with a lot of people in any given period.
It
so,
is true.
You know, have to really, really encourage those who are selling in the markets and so forth, please, just to put on your mask, because you don't know who is coming to you. You know, we should treat they said this on international news, and it's hard to take in, but everybody should treat everybody else as if they are infected, you know. It's not easy to do, but the precaution that you take for that two-minute period could help to save your life or the life of a family member, right?
So then I have two questions when you're finished.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
One, if you recognize that a vendor is not wearing a mask, now, since joining the fire service, we would hear self first, then partner, then anybody else. So I know everybody doesn't have the same mentality or doesn't think like that. But if you don't protect yourself, how can you protect somebody else?
That's true.
Then my next question is, if that person is not willing to protect themselves, are they really willing to protect me? So do you see where I'm going with this? Do I expose myself to that person if they are not willing to protect themselves from whatever's out there in the atmosphere, in the environment?
That is
do
a
I still go ahead and buy from these people?
Well, I don't know why it is that they would not wear a mask. Maybe it's a bit too cumbersome to communicate to people constantly with it on. But if I mean, it can be done. It can be done.
Yes, it can be done.
Some may not wear any at all, or some may just have it below their chin. And either way, it's not going to save a life, right?
No, so let's talk about funny moments. One, no, there's this young lady that I saw. Well, I saw her. I know they expressed and said cloth mask. She had on a mask that was knitted. When I saw, I mean, it is all cute and everything, but when I saw it and I looked at it, I didn't see, you know, like how you probably see a face and probably behind or something to block. I'm thinking about knitting.
And a lining.
You know, the lining. You know, if you think in the terms of a knit shirt, a knit blouse or something, all those holes that are opened up, it is not like the cotton that the fibers are compressed or packed together.
Right.
So one question for me was, how effective is that mask? I don't think this is time for dressing up and trying to look cute. The masks are supposed to be also functional. And that is what people are not looking at this point in time. It is supposed to, there's a function that it's supposed to carry out. If you cough, if you sneeze, it's supposed to hold in the, was it, the
what was being exhaled?
Bodily fluids
that
would probably be excreted at that point in time.
Right.
Now, by wearing these kind of masks, they don't offer that kind of protection that we are looking for out there. So just be mindful. If you see any person like that out there, remind them, you know what, you're not protecting yourself. Because if anybody, on the other hand, should also cough, sneeze, you know, sometimes we're just naturally speaking, and you see all the golf balls, as we like to call them, just come a flying.
Oh, my goodness. No holding back on the graphics. Okay.
One thing we like to do is keep it real here. Come on.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good.
So those are some of the issues. Those are some of the things that you're seeing. And you want persons, you know what, to cease and desist, as the law would say, from these practices. At the end of the day, think about your loved ones at home. There are so many stories inside the media, and I'm sure you do not want to be a statistic for COVID-19.
Yes, that's correct. And you know, that's the thing right there, the word, because this thing, as we know, is no respecter of persons. You know, there have been people, I mean, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he was infected, right? And have other people who are known and who are celebrities who were infected. Thankfully, recovered, right? To my knowledge, as far as I am aware. But this is no respecter of persons, and we should keep ourselves covered, right? Absolutely carry out the necessary precautions. We are thankful for the, well, the numbers, I mean, that our numbers have not grown exponentially. You know, but we have to really not be too
complacent.
Relaxed. Yes, complacent. You know, they are opening some areas in the U.S. I know that there are some mayors or governors are looking at reopening some states or some parts of some states and so on. But they're very, very cautious about it. In Europe, they've opened up some places as well. Some beaches are open, but we cannot be too cautious. I know that people tend to get restless. Young people are at home and there's conflict in the home because the young person wants to go someplace and, of course, they can't go anywhere. And we just need to learn how to. I think this is the time for family members to learn how to live with each other. It's not always easy, but we have to get it done. Because guess what?
I totally agree.
Pardon me?
I totally agree.
Because you might not want to be around the person, and then, God forbid, you go out there, and then something happens, it's contracted, and then you bring it in the house, right? Then maybe the young person recovers, and the older person does not recover.
Pass away, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. We've seen that happen.
So, the other side to that is that if the police pick you up and you have to go and spend a couple months on remand, year or $50,000 or both.
Yes.
No, you don't have a say in who your cellmate is going to be. Isn't everybody inside of there that you're going to like either? So would you prefer to spend it with strangers or
Keep it real. That's right. So we just have to really continue to encourage people to stay at home at this time. The all clear has not yet been given. We are not yet in the clear. All right. So absolutely stay home. And, I want to say that even while we're at home, to make good use of the home time. I know that there are people who may be, again, restless and not sure what to do and so on. But there are lots of things. I mean, listen, we talk about being online. There are online courses that can be done. Free online courses, I recognize that.
Harvard is offering some.
Pardon me?
Imagine Harvard University was offering some of these free courses.
All right. There you go.
I can tell anybody, I went to Harvard.
All right. That's right. But, you know, knowledge is power, and what you do now can affect
later on in life.
Yeah, better off. So
I know that Mr. Sobers is here itching because he knows so many people walking around looking all gloomy and like it's the end of the world and everything else. It's not as yet. Read your Bible. You recognize all of these are signs of the time, but yet the end is not near. Right. Not from my pastor's voice.
So that's sometimes.
It is not here as yet. So...
I grew up hearing that the devil knows more scripture than him. That's how you for it. Right, but yes, no, you don't go. But yes, every day you're hearing so much about Corona and COVID and all the doom and gloom, persons passing away. So we thought that a nice way to end this program is just to share some of our experiences as fire officers. And... to break the ice, because I'm sure Ford has some as well. I remember over 10 years ago, Ford and myself, we were placed in the same shift. My first night came off from recruiting some 13, 14 years ago. We were placed on the same shift at Worthing's Fire Station.
We were not placed on the same shift. I was there before you and put you there.
Okay. All right.
At least Barbara see what I had to deal with and what I endured at that period of time. But yes, so we responded to this fire. And I remember I was at this fire, and because the hose is very big and heavy, I'm pulling the hose backwards and walking backwards. And picture it like a cartoon. I stepped on the hose, a wet hose, and I slid. I slid and fell, both of my legs stick straight up in the air. I hit on my back. And normally, you know, when people fall down, just jump up and get up quick. Mm-hmm. It happened so suddenly, I was there and shot for a good little while.
Oh, man.
And you would think that my colleagues, Ford and the others, would have come and helped me.
Oh, no.
I look around and all of them dump on the floor laughing bad.
Oh, no.
Laughing bad. And I was like... So then I stood up on the floor. They got up, and eventually they came to me to assist me up. All of them stretched forward their hands, and all of them with tears in their eyes laughing, and everybody burst out laughing again, and dumped on the ground, and all of you. And it's like, teamwork here. Teamwork. when you got friends, co-workers.
Oh.
Another incident as well too. I think it was a Mother's Day, right, Ford? It was a Mother's Day? Yeah, it was a Mother's Day.
No, that was Father's Day.
Oh, sorry, Father's Day. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It was some, see, I know it was some kind of day. And we live like a family. So that day we did rice and peas, macaroni pie, ooh, shepherd's pie,
sweet potato
pie, baked chicken, fish, plantain, bread pudding. We had cake, sweet bread, all that we had. And we cooked from early that morning. We came in like 2 or so hours before the shift actually started. And we started cooking and we tried out everything we could think of. We cooked some of everything you could think of. We had their cooked. We sat down to eat. We said grace. We held hands and said grace and everything. And I'm sure Barbados can hear this if a kid went in the background laughing. Yes. And we sat down to eat. The phone rang. Ford got up because she was working control, so she was responsible for answering the phones on that day.
Right.
And we can hear over the PA system. You want to give them a demonstration, Ford? You hear the joy and laughter in her voice. She was like,
Station, stand by.
Respond to house fire. And we was like, so we had to rush, get on the truck in less than a minute to respond to this house fire, leaving all this food. As we were responding, driving out, Ford is there with her plate in her hand, shaking at us, watching us go.
Oh, my goodness. Officer Ford, what was that? Oh, my goodness. Lord,
can I understand it was a sad sight to see him go?
Wait, so was it a real house fire, or you were just...
Yeah, it was a real house fire. And we actually had to do a rescue on that day, so we were there for some 3 or 4 hours, and when we came back, she let us know that she actually had her second share of food while we were out. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
Listen, I listened to Carmita Fraser, and she said, food come first. It was no use in all of us being hungry.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I took one for the team. I took one for the team.
Mm-hmm. You took two for the team.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's comic relief. Comic relief in a serious time. I'm telling you. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that. But you know what? We just know that Natasha likes to give trouble. I mean, you know, it's light.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, boy. You know, it's memories like these that really help to lighten the mood in a damp time. And I know that the fire service has lots of really good memories. Some ones too that you know you wouldn't really want to revive either, but I know that there's a family-like atmosphere in the fire service, and you know we're thankful for that, as it even spills over into the 311 radio show and even spills over to the nation of Barbados. So thank you for that, Officer Sobers, for lightening the mood a bit. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so, you know, we just want to continue to encourage people to pay attention to the rules and the regulations. This week, there will be 2 days of holidays, April 28th, National Heroes Day, and first being Labor Day.
1st of May, Labor Day,
Right, so that's Tuesday and Friday. And, well, there are some groups that would have had their shopping days on Tuesdays and Fridays, but we know that those have been changed to other days. So
yes, and they're now supposed to go with the essential workers.
Yes,
Days of the essential workers.
Right. So actually today, the 26th, is one day. Yeah.
It's one day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
we're just praying that everything is orderly. And safe. People are noticing, keeping in mind the physical distancing. They're leaving home with the sanitizer. They're leaving home with their masks. And enough to see somebody, you want to say hi, there's nothing wrong with doing the Klingon hi from afar, maybe peace sign, something or the other.
That's right, that's right. So we continue to do that. And just keep safe, Barbados, if you have to go on the road at any point in time, if it is your day, and you know that you have to be on the road, just be safe and continue to observe the rules, the what is in place right now, because, you know, the government is not, governments on the whole, they're not doing this because they want to rob people of their joy. They're doing this because they want to keep the nation safe. So let's continue to do that. And parents, even as we work from home with our children doing school online, I know that takes some patience as well. So we just have to be mindful of that and bear in mind the fact that we have to just balance. Yeah? Got to do what you have. Yes, yes. So thank you very much. Fire
life and safety.
Life safety officers.
I got you.
Fire and life safety officers, Natasha Ford and Kevin Sobers.
Thank you very much, and continue to enjoy the remainder of your day. And I know we used to end our programs by saying fire prevention is our intention. But no, we're going to be saying, be safe.
Be safe.
Be safe. Right.
Be safe.
Stay home.
Oh, there you go.
Stay home.
Hashtag stay home. Thank you very much, man. We wish, continue to wish the Barbados Fire Service all safety as well, even as you conduct your duties, and to continue to encourage people to be safe. And I'm Krista J. Paul. And that's it for the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Remember, you can log on to VOB929.com for any edition of the 311 radio show. God bless and have a great week.
That was the 311 radio show, as we heard from the Barbados Fire Service. Join us again next week right here on VOB 92.9 FM at 1:30 p.m. for the next edition of the 311 radio show.